When you played under Chuck Knoll, what were training camps? What was that like for you?
It was very scary because I had to go across from Joe Green most of the time, and he was a very nasty individual back in those days. In the beginning, my first experience, used to have to do the Oklahoma drill the first day of practice, and they randomly called an offensive name and a defensive name, and unfortunately for me, I got called Joe Green my first time out, and I thought, well, I may be cut before I even get to my first practice, because I figured Joe was going to kill me, but I said to myself, well, you know, you got to give it your best shot, and I came off the ball and hit him pretty good, and the running back went through, and all the guys on the offense were going crazy because I handled Joe Green. I turned around because he only had to do it one time. I was walking back to the group of the offensive guys, and everybody got real quiet, and I said to their eyes bug out. I see this big hand come around and grab my face mask. You're not done, Rook. Get back, and we're going to do it again. I said, well, I know I'm going to die now.
You know, what about Chuck Knoll? What type of camp did he run? Was it intense all the time, never a letdown type of thing?
Yeah, you always had to be on your toes. We practiced 2 days both in pads and, you know, trying to take your job. So everybody's battling every day. And Chuck had the ability to instill in you the fear that, you know, nobody was safe. And so everybody fought hard. We learned a lot, and Chuck was a great coach. You know, he had to pay the price to be good. He got the best out of us.